Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour, coming to you today from Anna Maria Island, this beautiful place on the Gulf Shores of Florida. It is wonderful. And with us is one of the entrepreneurs from Anna Maria Island. Her name is Bev Lesnick. We talked earlier with Deb Wing from the Chamber of Commerce. Bev happens to be a member, and she owns a couple of coffee houses here. Welcome to the Business News Hour.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. Who could not be doing well in this climate? Tell us your story. How did you get all of this started?
Well, I started back in 2011. It started even before that. I was married to a person in the Air Force, and we had traveled overseas.
Sure.
And that's where I became entrenched in coffee houses when we were in Portugal in the Azores. And so once we came back to the States, and this was about 94, and there were no coffee places at all.
I remember going to Seattle and seeing coffee houses all over the place going, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so we were in Illinois and eventually got transferred down here to Florida, where I was still looking for a place to have coffee. I discovered a Starbucks at the airport at Tampa International, and so I would take people from the base to the airport just so I could go have coffee. And eventually Starbucks did come back out this
outside,
direction.
Right.
Uh-huh. And so I would go to the coffee shop or to Starbucks every day and have my coffee. And eventually when I finally got a job at Tampa General Hospital, I was working in the gift shop, and I heard through the grapevine that Starbucks was going to be building a store in the hospital.
Hmm. So you're thinking there's something to all this.
Uh-huh. So I petitioned the director of dietary, who Starbucks was going to be under, that he let me manage it, even though I had never run a coffee shop at all. So I talked to this man for, it must have been 3 months. Every day I would go see him and say, okay, Mario, can you just give me a shot? Come on.
Yeah.
And so finally he did give me a chance to open. So I opened the Starbucks at TGH, and this is a huge hospital in Tampa. There's 12,000 employees at this. So it's like a small city.
Sure.
We open at 5 a.m., and the line is already out the door. And it continued this way from 2004 until 2007, wherein I had gotten this one up and running. And so I heard through the grapevine that there was another one that was going to open at the Embassy Suites in downtown Tampa. So I opened that one up.
So you had lots of experience before mm-hmm. you came out on your own.
Yes. So then, I got divorced in 2005. And so I stayed really good friends with my in-laws. They vacationed here on the island, so we would come when the boys and I would come and stay with them. My in-laws were still vacationing here at Anna Maria, so the boys and I would come down and stay with them, and we'd all talk about the same thing. You could go to other places, and the coffee was still not what we wanted. So my father-in-law passed away. My former mother-in-law came to me in 2011 and said, Bev, were you still interested in opening your own coffee shop? I said, well, yeah. She said, well, what do you think about looking for a place on Anna Maria and you and I open a coffee shop? I said, you know, that would be awesome. So from 2011 to 2012, I looked
everywhere
week, for a place. And there were several places we were going to go into.
But you finally found a place.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Island Coffee House is where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. It's this mainstay. I've been here for several hours already this morning, and just streams of people come in here, and Bev's kind enough to take a few minutes with us. So you opened this up. What's it like being a female business operator in a place like Anna Maria Island?
Well, I mean, here on Anna Maria, it's the best place a female could possibly want to open a business. And this is the reason why. Because if you check with most of the businesses on the island, they're all opened by women.
Yeah.
91%.
That's amazing. And so this then took off as the main headquarters. Mm-hmm. And then you opened up a second location.
Yes. I kind of have been doing the same thing that I did when I opened this first one. I've been looking for spots to open on the other two ends of the island because we have Bradenton Beach to the south and we have Anna Maria to the north. So because I know coffee shops are more like your neighborhood place that you want to go. So that's why the one on Pine, I think, is...
And that's in Anna Maria Island,
that's
the
in
city.
I think that one will... I mean, it's starting to blossom right now because all the walking traffic
right.
that you have in and out of there. But this one still is doing much better, only because I think people are so used to coming here.
Sure, it's a destination
mm-hmm.
point.
It is.
We're talking with Bev Lesnick, ladies and gentlemen. She's the operator of two coffee houses on Anna Maria Island. What about the tough schedule? You guys are open 7 days a week, aren't you?
Yes, but it didn't start out this way. We... I mean, we would be open 7 days a week, but then we would we'd close for certain holidays. So then on those holidays that we'd be closed, then people would be like, oh, can't you stay open? So now it's gotten to the point where it's 365 days a year.
Wow. So how do you feel about that?
I mean, it's very...
Where's vacation time for Bev?
Well, I have a really good staff. Like last year, I was able to go on vacation.
And you live on Paradise.
And I live on Paradise. Yeah, right. So I mean, when I'm off work, then it's out to the beach or, you know, just visiting with friends. I mean, you would think we're on vacation every day, but not really on vacation.
Believe me, I get the story. Well, thanks for sharing some time mm-hmm. with us. We really do appreciate it. You know, it's fascinating to find how businesses come to mind and how they're created. You spent a lot of time in the trenches with Starbucks, learned the operation. I can imagine what the most pleasant part of your job is. What's the most challenging?
Most challenging is just finding the right people yeah. to work with you.
Yeah, that's always the case, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Bev Lesnick, ladies and gentlemen, she is the proprietor of the Island Coffee House. She's been kind enough to spend some time with us, just chatting about what in the heck goes on the island of Anna Maria Island, and a small business person. Thanks so very much for doing this. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, hang in there with us. Coming up next, we've got Bob Leonard, and he's got a book out. It's all about how nonprofits can work with the media. That's next here on the Business News Hour.
Sugar, oh, honey, honey.